I'm going to be contentiously dealing with something that the church or that the body of Christ have suffered tremendously. People who have meditated and studied the word, prayed in tongues for hours, yet there are areas in their lives that they don't have the success that they see in the word. This morning I'm going to take you to some places that you can, for lack of a better word, grab that success. I've been in the word for 44 years, and I recognize that there was some things that I was missing, even though I was progressing in the spirit realm, but I knew that there should be more. And year after year, I try to put my hand on that missing ingredient, or that missing principle, that missing insight. And a little girl out of prison had the revelation. By the name of Katie Azusa. Little girl out of prison. I was in Florida. And we was in this big fabulous house and running around my grandchildren. And all of a sudden, I flipped the channel, and there she was, a little skinny white girl with a message that most men would never get because they're too high. And that revelation is how much effect the soul has on life. Yeah. Now I want you to write this down. I got new people joining in every Sunday. A lot of my sons and daughters from all over the world here this morning. But Hebrews 4:12, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Romans 12:1-3 are pivotal scriptures in this lesson. Your soul consists of your mind, your conscience, your imagination, your will, your desire, your memory, your intellect, your reasoning. That's a lot of factors, isn't it? Well, we have been taught so much about the spirit that we left the soul out, and that's impossible to live the abundant life. You cannot live the abundant life without knowing how to keep your soul, your thinking, your conscience, your will regulated right. So your soul have to receive your spirit as its instructor. Your spirit has to receive the Holy Spirit as its instructor. It's the Holy Spirit, your soul, your body, type of life you're going to have. Now, the problem has been, and I'm going to show you a scripture this morning that you can go for it. The problem has been the enemy has continuously pushed our soul out of alignment. Therefore, our Trinity has been handicapped for we're a tri-type being. I like the scripture. I think I better go back to the scripture. I like a scripture we read that I think we should go back to. Let's see what that scripture was in 1 Corinthians 15:45. And that's not the man scripture. I got a man scripture for you, and I got some man teaching to give you here this morning. Uh, write in your notes, law and order in my soul. Law and order in my soul. That's a law, a teaching of God about your soul that produce a law of God, that how your soul can be effective and not in control. What I said? See your, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Sister, you hear me? Your soul must not be in control. And if you don't know what I'm teaching this morning, you think you're operating in the spirit and your soul have taken control without order. Jesus says, search the scripture. For in them you think you have life, but they testify of me, didn't they? Yeah, that's in the word. Search the scripture. So a lot of scripture searching had been going on, but yet the scriptures cannot be effective without you knowing how to operate in your total being. Now here's the problem. As a man thinketh in his soul. See, the thing is, we have always equated the heart to the spirit. But if you do your research properly, you'll find out that the heart is talking about the soul. See how quiet people got? Yeah, because we've been doing it for 900 years. But if you study the scriptures properly, spiritually, as well as do your homework as a student, you'll find out every time in a strong concordance, every time they use the word heart, it's talking about the soul. In a man, talking about the soul. So if I can distract you and have you working on something else and know you can't move without this in place, I got you. You see what I'm saying? So our concentration has been on our spirit, which don't need nothing. Why I don't need nothing? Because of John 19:30. Look there. You come back. John 19:30. I think it's John 19:30. And Ephesians 1:3. John 19:30. Jesus said, it. Hallelujah. What finish? When Jesus therefore received the vinegar, he was on the cross. And he said, what? It is finished. Your healing is finished. Your wealth, your prosperity, your joy, your victory over everything is already finished. It's already finished. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now watch what's coming out of my mouth next. Your soul has been a blocker because you have not had it under law and order. We're going to get it under law and order. And when you get it, your soul functioning properly, connected to your spirit properly, listen to me. I'll tell you something you never heard before. You got Ephesians 1:3. I won't leave you. You got that? That go along with John 19:30. That means it's finished. It's spiritual blessing that can't get to you because of your soul. There are things God trying to get to you, can't get to you because your soul out of order. Once you get your soul in order, your body automatically come in order. So your healing is in your soul blockage. All the scriptures you have memorized, all the scriptures that you know by heart that are not producing in your life, are not producing like they should produce, is because your soul ignorance. Or because of your soul intelligence. Your soul think it knows. So it blocked your spirit from the real thing. What did I tell you, son? Two scriptures. 1930, Ephesians 1:3, right? Didn't I tell you to turn somewhere else? No, I'm not talking about that one. I got that one. Something else I want to show you. But now, write yourself a question down, because I want you to grasp this. Has my soul been pushed out of alignment? It's so important for you to be able to grasp the text that we're going to use this morning. I never used it before because I wasn't qualified to use it. And I know if I wasn't qualified to use it, you most likely wasn't either. But here in 1 Corinthians 15:45, that's what I told you? Huh? Now, in that verse, Eden is not written, but Eden is in this verse. For the body of Christ to go back to Eden, living out of Ephesians 1:3, everything supplied. God had supplied everything. It is finished with Jesus. Oh, my goodness. Let me hold that scripture. Let me show you something your soul can't handle. Your soul can't handle 1 Corinthians 2:2. Well, you got to use your Bible now. Your soul cannot handle this. Your spirit has to handle this. And your spirit has to teach your soul. Watch me. Right? Teach your soul and treat your soul to this. Your soul need to be taught, but your soul need to be treated. I'm determined not to know anything among you. That's the whole thing. Jesus Christ and him crucified. Now, your soul, your intelligence, your intellect, your reasoning, argue about a man hanging on a cross bleeding, and that's the answer. Your soul would like to have a scientific answer, an intelligent answer, man. Give me something intelligent. Put the lines together. Give me some science, scientific facts about this, not science. Give me a psychological theory about this so I can equate it properly with the status quo. Jesus wasn't there. He done something no other man could do. Huh? And so in dealing with that, the reason we on last Sunday, I have my sisters and brothers here, my daughter and son. I want to reveal this to you out of Ephesians 1. We'll go back here. Ephesians 1, I prove the problem when your soul is out of alignment. Your agendas are wrong. Come on. God cannot quicken wrong agendas. God cannot make your prayer and your 14 scriptures come alive if your agenda's not right. Oh, y'all don't want to talk to me anymore. We got the scriptures. We know how to decree. We know how to testify and all that. But we want some manifestation, right? What God designed for us to have. How many of y'all want it? And you know you don't have it. And you've been in church all your life since you could walk. It took so much communion and gain weight. I'm just trying to emphasize how much we've been loving God and trying to get to him, you know. So something has to be wrong. You got to help me now. What scripture I told you to turn to? Huh? Ephesians 1:3? No, I've been left there. 1 Corinthians 2:2, I've been left there. What I was talking about a few minutes ago. Huh? The wrong agenda. Yeah, if you have the wrong agenda, God can't bless the wrong agenda. You can have the wrong agenda with scriptures. Yes. Who did I say that? You're the only one up here listening. I was in that prayer in Ephesians chapter 1. When I was telling you, you could have the wrong agenda, because I'm about to tell you something. I told you last week, but I know it has not stuck like it should yet. But the reason that we pray so much, and the reason that we praise and worship so much, and still don't get the dividend that we should, is because of things being out of order. We're going after our inheritance without our calling. If you notice the lineup in Ephesians 1, is calling, inheritance, then power. Well, I know I'm preaching now. You see, we've been inheritance victimized. Because it's already ours. And the reason we're going after it, because we have left his agenda. Now, the first Adam was made a living soul. Say living soul. Say living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. If you're only trying to live in your soul, the spirit can't quicken what you want. Satan trick has been to the church to make them talk about being led by the spirit, led by the spirit, led by the spirit, filled with the spirit, and the soul out of control. You're thinking out of control. You know you thought wrong about the point last week. Then you get wounds in your soul, and then Satan dances in your life all he wants. Are you ready to go for it? Psalm 119, verse 109. Psalm 119, verse 109. God cannot and will not do nothing about your soul. You know what the Bible said? God is a spirit. It didn't say God is a soul, isn't it? Your soul. Oh, yeah. Hold up. Listen. Your soul is not quickened. Remember Ephesians 2 and 1 say he had quickened us? Made us alive. Quickened means made alive. Then Hebrews 4:12 said the word of God is quick. That means it's alive, all right? Your soul is not quickened, but you can quicken it. Oh, somebody said, I know I got him now. All right, you believe you got me? Turn to Romans 8:11. If your body can be quickened, if your body can be quicker, your thinking can be quicker. Because of Romans 12:2. When he said renewing your mind, he's talking about quickening your mind. To think whatsoever is honest, whatsoever is just, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is good report. Have the peace of God that passes all understanding. Don't care what's going on. Don't care what arrow the devil has shot at you or your family. You still got peace because you got a quickening in your mind, a quickening in your soul, a quickening understanding. Oh my goodness. Your spirit, say my spirit, has the assignment, if you let it, to quicken your soul and quicken your body and quicken your life affair. You have no idea where you're going this morning. go back to Psalm 119, 109. I got two words I'm going to tell you. They're going to really help you out. Look at what this scripture says. Read it with me. All right. Dance a minute with the word continuously. What continuously mean? So he said, my soul is continuously in Jesus' hand. Wait a minute. My soul is continuously in the Holy Spirit's hand. My soul is continuously in God's hand. Now I'm going to give you an exchange of two words that are going to make it clear to you. The word soul in that verse means life. So now how do we read? Listen, can I say this a way for you to see it? If you do not know the place that your soul plays and how to bring law and order in your soul, Satan take your life out of your hand. And he put it in his hand. That's where all, you listen over there? That's where all disorder come from in your life. If I can't whip you, I got to trick you. So my soul, wait a minute. I'm going to show you something else. My soul is continuously in my hand. That's what it says, right? Yes. And I say soul mean life, right? Yes. Talk to me.
Yes, sir.
I ain't going to be hooping and hollering. Yeah, I'm going to teach you.
Yes, sir.
So forget that. You ain't going to get that part. Now notice this next statement. My hand mean danger. My life is continuously in danger if I don't know the part that my soul plays. Look, do your research. But the word my hand means danger. Why is dangerous? Because I might do what I'm supposed to do and might not. Or I might have understanding what you're getting this morning. Or I might be ignorant in a goose in a hailstorm with no head on. And that's why he's having a revival of evil in my life. Sickness, disease, lack, limitation, not enough, fussing all the time. No peace, no joy. In a large percent of the body of Christ, Satan is having a feast. Not because they're not good people, not because they're not intelligent, but because they're ignorant. How you can be intelligent and ignorant at the same time? Who with me? Who with me now? How you can be intelligent and ignorant at the same time? You intelligent in the natural. Ignorant in the spirit. We got to switch this around. Come on. Come on, we got to switch this around. I want it to be where you consult your spirit first before you consult anything or anybody else. Come on, talk to me in here. Now notice what, keep that up, that's good. You do it. Somebody doing back, somebody know what they're doing back there. They're staying with it. My soul is continuously in my hand. My life is continuously in danger because I might go anyway. But I'm not taught right. If you're going to leave here to Sam this morning, shame on you. If you're going to leave here with your little pet scriptures and your little pet song and not hear what the apostle's saying to you this morning, your life is being revolutionized right now because you haven't heard this before. The only, watch it, I'm going to say it another way now. The only danger I have in my life if I don't know the lineup of spirit, soul, and body, and I don't know how to keep them connected, that's the only danger. That's the only way the enemy can get his hand on me. That's the only way he can take me out early. Let me say it that way. Success has been knocking on your door since you became a child of God. But your soul been answering the door. Now you about to answer the door. The real you. Your spirit and tell a soul, this is what we're doing. Danger, leave your life today. Because when you recognize that giants can't kill you, water can't drown you, jail can't hold you, sickness and disease can't kill you, and you'll never be broke again in your life. Let me prove that. Can I prove this by scripture? Yes. All the things I just said, can I prove it? Yes. 3 John 2. Yes. 3 John 2. Yes, beloved, I worship above all things. Yes. That you prosper? Yes. That you prosper? Yes. And be in health? Yes, as. Why didn't you say spirit? Why didn't say spirit? Because of Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had. See, it's already yours. Say, it's already mine. Make a little move with it. It's already mine. Everything I need, everything I want, everything I desire, everything I dream about is already mine. Tell somebody next to you, it's already mine. You know that help that I need in my body is already mine. You know that house I've been looking at is already mine. See, once you, Carolyn, once you find that out, that God is finished and all the things we've been praying about already belong to us, once we get that line up, calling, inheritance, and power, the power won't work on the inheritance without first working on the calling. So our first love is to preach the gospel. Our first love is to tell people about Jesus. Then that inheritance will automatically come. I find out if you put your calling first, you don't have to ask God for much. You just think and he'll show up for you. Because you got it in alignment, you see. Go back. Go back to the text. Go back to Psalm 119. Let me finish letting the Holy Spirit finish this. Psalm 119, verse 109. We're actually going to have to go back to verse 105 to really work this verse. Now I want whom? Oh, Lord. I get the feeling good right here now. My soul is continuously in my hand. My life is continuously in danger. Now here's how he cure that. It's all in the same way. Yet do I forget not thy law. That's some of the first part of that voice. Because now law and order come to my soul and my hand. I'm going to let the law have me. What law? Romans 8:2. To open your Bible to Romans 8:2. Oh, Lord, have mercy. The law, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from all sickness, all disease, all lack, all limitation, all problem, all trouble. I didn't say they were going to come, but I'm free from them. How you free? I know how to handle them. I know where to turn. We let the world steal something from us by not knowing how to function our soul properly. And one of the greatest things the world stole from us, they're teaching it all over the world, making millions of dollars on it, is the law of attraction. There were two sisters, one named Martha, one named Mary. We're not going to Lazarus' grave. We're going where them girls invited Jesus into their house. And this Martha, I think, was cumbered about much serving. The word cumbered means distracted. Mary worked the law of attraction. She sat and heard what the master said. And the Lord said at the end of that chapter, Luke 10, that what Mary have chosen shall not be taken from her. What I'm teaching you this morning is to the point that you will not be stolen from anymore. And also enable you to take back everything. Now I want to read from a new translation that come out called The Passion. One of my sons turned me on to this. And I'm going to read in Psalm 119. I want you to go with me. In Psalm 119. And I'm going to read from 105. Let's read it first in the King James Version. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Now, thy word cannot be a lamp unto your feet unless it's a light unto your soul. Your soul is between your feet and your spirit. I have sworn I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgment. Verse 107, I am afflicted very much. Quicken. Now, underline that word, quicken. Say, Lord, quicken me right now. Quicken me according to your word. Quicken this situation that's been holding me back. Give me the right life there. Lord, make the truth alive what I've been told where I've been told a lie. Because anything that's causing, you listen to me, sir? Anything that's causing defeat in your life is a lie. And Jesus said, "You, if I quicken you, you'll know the truth." And do what? Everything you're dealing with in here, you're a Christian? All Christian, hold your hand up. Everything you're dealing with that is awkward to your life is a soul issue. It's not a devil issue because he's insignificant. Behold, I give you power. So he has no power but deception. He deceives you in your soul. He cannot deceive you in your spirit. When he deceives your soul, he got your body. Who listening to me in here? How many of y'all know I'm not an entertainer? There's a zone that you're entering in this morning that the church knows very little about. The word of faith, charismatic, full gospel, denominational setting, I don't have nothing against them, but they know very little about this. You have stepped into an apostolic gold mine where God is revealing to you how to win every time victoriously, and you don't have to have a truckload of scripture. How many see what I'm saying? Oh man, come on, see it. You don't have to quote the whole Bible. Just take this one verse. Y'all can quote more Bible. I bet we start here today, we'll be here till Jesus comes. Y'all quoting the Bible. Y'all can quote the Bible. But where the manifestation at? Where the demonstration at? Where the creation at? Where the life go with that scripture? Where the success go with that scripture? See? See what I'm saying, honey? Y'all feel that? He's here. Your habit is a soul habit. You can't stop being an alcoholic saying, "I'm an alcoholic, I'm an alcoholic, I'm an alcoholic." Jesus Christ. First time a bottle of bread and you smell it, you're going to drink it again. You ain't delivered. My goodness. Holy Ghost, help me. I got a few more minutes. Help me here. Hit this place like a whirlwind. All right, look at verse 108, 107. I'm afflicted very much. Quicken me. See what Hannah afflicts you? Quicken me up. O Lord, according to what?
The word.
Read verse 8. Except I beseech thee the free will offering of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgment. Right, read verse 9. My soul is continued in my hand, yet do I. Read verse 110. Read verse 111. And read 112. In this capture here on ahead of verse 105 in this Passion Translation, it says truth, T-R-U-T-H, in the positive S, shining light. Truth, shining light. Now 105, here's how to read in the Passion. Truth, shining light, guide me in my choices and decisions. Oh, they got it. Good, great. The revelation of your word make my pathway clear. No, y'all not going to let that pass like that. Look at that voice. Look at that voice. Everything that, if you pay attention to me, everything that's been upsetting you holding you back, every door closed, gate locked. You're finding out this morning from God's word how to either open a gate or kick the damn gate down. Sometimes I can't get y'all attention. Sometimes I got to cuss because I can't get y'all attention. Sometimes I can't get your attention being nice and spirited. I got to cuss. May the Lord have mercy on me. But they understood that, didn't they, Jane? Yeah, they understood that. Boldness arise when you know who you are. The lion start roaring on the inside of you. The eagle starts soaring on the inside of you. The fire starts glowing on the inside of you. The rain starts flowing on the inside of you. And I thank the dove bought the land. Don't let this stuff pass you up, man. I got to close in a minute. Go, sit down. Just sit down. God, people finally go free. We've had the scripture. We've had prayer meeting. We've had all night prayer meeting. But still leave with the same problem. Y'all better answer me. Leave with the same problem. You know I'm talking right. Something had to be out of order. Why good people go bad? It's so sad when you see a good person go bad and the person trying not to go bad. Somebody need to help me. But you see, this message gonna help the body of Christ. Oh, I know what this is. This a soul thing. It's not my spirit failing. It's the enemy persecuting my soul, and my soul has been in prison. Psalm 142:7. Talk about your soul. Take my soul out of prison. Psalm 143, verse 3 said, the enemy persecute my soul and overwhelm my spirit. And then he says, my spirit's failing. You got to understand the language. Spirit's failing because your soul pushed out of alignment, and that's the divine lineup. Don't move, devil. Stay right there. We're about to work with you. Don't leave. Don't leave, devil. Don't leave today, devil. Stay here. We don't want you to leave. Stay right here. We're going to face you up today in the name that's above every name, by the power of a blood that is better than any blood. Face your problem right now. Stand up and face what you're dealing with in the presence of God. God, you better stand up here. Face your problem. Whatever you're dealing with right now, face it in this atmosphere, in this power, in this glory. You're not going there no more. Paycheck to paycheck living is over. As your soul prospers. Not as your pocket prospers, as your soul prospers. It's not a job, it's your soul. It is impossible for you to leave this service in defeat. You're the ignorant person I know. If you leave here the same way you came, you so ignorant, I don't know what to call you. You're ignorant. Because you haven't been listening to me. These 45 minutes I've been preaching to you, all ignorance has to bow on their knees because You know I'm for you. Because I can give my whole life for you. This is all I do. You got your answer this morning. I have to develop and train my soul to be prosperous. And then my spirit is going to shoot everything through already belong to me. No, you can't take a break here this morning. Sit down. You can't be going off thinking about other things. What verse I stopped in? 105. 106. To live my life by your righteous rule have been my holy and lifelong commitment. 107 say, I'm bruised and broken, overwhelmed by it all. Breathe life into me again by your living word. Lord, verse 108, receive my grateful thanks and teach me more of how to please you. Here we go, verse 109, our text. Here we go with our text now. Even though my life hangs in the balance, I'll keep following what you have taught me, no matter what. No matter how it look, no matter how I feel, no matter what nobody else said, I'm standing on the word. Don't have no doubt about your life when things seem like they're going wrong. It's just the enemy trying to stop you. Never let the enemy, what the enemy is doing, be your information. Ooh, write that down. Sit down, write it down. Never let what the enemy is doing be your information. He's giving you wrong information. You understand that? And when you got the right information, the wrong information don't work. Ooh, I love that. When you got the right information, the wrong signals don't work. Don't care what it looked like. You don't walk by sight. Listen. I'm about to say something now. You think I'm going to say something else. But I want you to hear what I'm about to say in the spirit. You don't walk by sight. You walk by your rights. I have a right not to have this. I have a right not to be sick. I have a right not to be broke. I have the right not to go to a house I can't rest in. Somebody's going to get up out of here. I'm resting in this house. I'm supposed to have peace. I'm bound to have peace. I'm born to have joy. I'm born to be happy. I'm born to be blessed. I'm born to be fruitful. That boy ain't here who wants that baby. He here? Boy, you better be here because I know I got anointing for babies now. You ain't even here. Miss your baby. You miss twins. Jesus, the boy told me he's going to be here. Yeah, boy, you wave your hand. Holler something. Jesus Christ, you done missed the baby. The baby anointing just come on, man. We had him testify a few days ago. I remember yesterday was running from me. I had that anointing on me. She was putting claws on the people who fell out, but I get close to her, she run. Years ago, I remember that. Come on, let me try to close here. even though my life hangs in the balance. See, remember the word danger? You remember the word life? I read to you in that verse. See, your life hanging in the balance. My God, I don't know how to say this. When your life hanging in the balance and you know the truth of how you made up, it's tickling. You start laughing. Everything like gone wrong and you laughing. You're laughing because you know he lying. You're laughing because you know you have the victory 2,000 years ago. Don't matter how it feels, don't matter how it looks, who against you, start laughing. Start laughing at it. Laugh at it. Laugh at it. Whatever you're dealing with right now, don't cry about it, laugh about it. Laugh at it because God have given you, ha, 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 ha. God have given, laugh at it. If your place empty, open it up and look at it and laugh at it. Because it won't be empty long. You leaving this building walking not just by faith, you're walking by your rights. I have a right to be blessed. I have a right to be healthy. I have a right to be wealthy. I'm going to say something. Now, I'm dealing with my infirmities and my weaknesses, what make me strong. Your life going to come out according to who teaching you. Don't give me that mess about any church. I'm just going to church. Don't give me that mess. You better drive that car. You better drive that car. You better get where God wants you at. Oh! And don't just any church. No. Listen to me. When you outgrow a church, you got to leave it. You outgrow a pastor, you got to leave. Because you're going to get in trouble, not because you're going to try to be pastor. You're going to see so much he don't see. Get in trouble every Sunday. And you're getting in trouble because you ain't doing nothing, but you're getting in trouble because you know too much. And your pastor not grown. Ain't no church right now really want none of my members. Every member left here, they said, oh, well, I don't know what he's talking about. And they're getting in trouble every Sunday. They better come on back where they're supposed to be. I'm telling you, they're in trouble. They're in trouble because they know too much. They're sitting there, poor pastor. Now, there ain't no way to talk about no pastor. Jesus Christ, I got to close, y'all children. I got to preach all the week. I got to preach all the week. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. I hope this is the right voice. I don't know. Sit down. Hope this is the right voice. I'm going to come out there about 5 minutes with you. I feel like getting it on right now. Woo! Somebody help me get it on in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're getting blessed. You're getting blessed. You're getting blessed, young man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's the truth. I'm telling the truth, you know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we just well start this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. For the Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. I said, praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory.
I done got caught in the nest, yeah, boy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my kasalama, ya, ya, ya. Shumashikara. I done got caught in the nest, yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Glory. I know you feel it. I know you feel it. You know, he said, I feel it, man. I know it's the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, my goodness. I done got caught in this nest on Sunday morning. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Wow, hallelujah. Wow, hallelujah. Wow, hallelujah. Glory to God. You got that straight now?
Yes.
Your soul?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I saw you were listening.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Don't you leave here believing you've just been to church.
Yes.
You just heard a preacher. No, the paradigm of the body of Christ has been shifted in this house this morning in a little country called Darrow, Louisiana. It doesn't matter. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? See, it's been shifted.
Yes.
Your thinking been shifted.
Yes.
All your defeat got to retreat now.
Yes.
Soul alignment. Say it.
Soul alignment.
Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to what you're dealing with.
Right.
Don't conform to what the devil's sending to you.
Right.
You're designed by God to be a transformer.
Yeah.
You see all them little toys they got? Them toys transform? Everything that exists came from the platform of God. And you let these little make-believers think about they're transformed. You're supposed to transform. You let Clark Kent go in that boot and come out as a Superman. You're supposed to come out as a Superman in your spirit. They got all them ideas from God.
Yeah.
Clark Kent becoming Superman came from God.
Come on, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on, sir.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Don't let a witch get more revelation than you.
Come on.
Somebody in your dance, how you feel your victory.
Glory.
Dance till you get it. Dance till you feel 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 it. If you need to be healed, dance till you feel it. Dance in this atmosphere. Dance before God right now. Dance. Dance till you get your healing. Dance. Get your prayers on. Go ahead and dance. Thank God. Come on, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. I receive. Thank God. Dance till you get your healing. Dance till you get your money. Do something, rock. Do something. You can't dance. Do something. You better do something up in here. Now, how many of you here, thousands watching by television, have come into new revelation? How many of you, come on, be honest with me now, how many of y'all believe you can handle it better now? Now, most of y'all pastors teach along the line I'm teaching. Y'all come teaching along the line because we got a lot of more to teach you apostolically about your soul. And I didn't even touch. I got notes in the back of the Bible. Probably didn't touch none of them because the Holy Spirit just kept pulling stuff out of me, routes to take. That MP3, I don't get no money from the MP3s. I don't get no money from the books. I put all that back in the mission so I can talk to you about it. You need to listen to this over and over again. Okay? And don't let my people tell you talking about they run out. We don't run out here. Come tell me if they tell you something ran out. We don't run out here. Okay? Now, every eye closed. Every Christian in the attitude of prayer.